Morning, everyone. Great to see so many people here, even if some of you are looking a bit blurry-eyed. No, I'm not looking at you, Susan. So we're here today to debate the proposal that you see before you on the screen. But I think it's been a really interesting week because peer review has kept sort of popping up in lots of the other presentations that we've been in. So just to set the flavour, here are a few things that were said about it. Closed, tribal, partisan, sloppy, authoritarian, intolerant, collusive. And I think there were lots of more rude words about it as well. That they're not worth, peer-reviewed journals aren't worth the paper they're written on, and that a substantial minority of science community feels something is wrong with peer review. And these are the things that just came out of the talks earlier in the week. But then we had John Vaughan talking about the roundtable report from the US Congress, and he said that the primary thing they agreed on was that PR must continue its critical role in maintaining high quality and in editorial integrity. So that's what we're here to debate, really, who's right and who's wrong. So we're going to have a text vote.
And if it doesn't work, I'm going to do it by a show of
hands. Yeah. So I think what you need to do now is, if you've got your mobiles with you, is text either web yes or web no to that number, depending on what you feel about the proposition. So I'll just give you a few moments to cast your votes. Oh, okay. The motion. Oh, that's the motion again. Is Web 2 technologies and post-publication peer review will supplant traditional peer review? And that's the motion. And that's the telephone number where you vote yes if you agree with the motion that Web 2 will supplant traditional peer review, and no if you don't think that that's going to be the case. Oh. I don't know. Yes, you've got to do it now. This is to test. This is.
I thought we'd get the answer before we have a debate.
No, and then we're going to vote again at the end. Yeah. I don't think so. Has everybody cast their vote? Oh dear, we didn't allow enough time for the texting, I don't think.
Excuse me, my mobile doesn't work, I can't vote.
Oh dear.
You've got to text it, Bob, not ring it.
So how are we doing? Has everybody sort of managed it?
This is a huge step forward.
I'm tempted to just say, put up your hands.
That's right.
Right, well, anyway, I think we must press on, and those of you still tapping away can tap away while we're talking. So we're incredibly privileged today to have two marvellous protagonists in Tracy Brown and Richard Smith. So I think, Richard, you're going to speak first.
Yep.
Against?
No!